Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network. Hey everybody and welcome to this episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam. And today's episode is all about...
Happy New Year!
Wow!
Woo!
Woo!
New year, new me, new phone. Who's this?
The worst year to have the glasses that have the holes for the O's?
That's already passed or that is yet to come?
Either
a future year where numbers have changed so that they go in all directions.
A future year where we don't count time in numbers but in black cubes.
Where we count where we have changed numbers so that they look like spiky balls that have fucking ridges.
They
in
have
directions.
To be 3D and go into your eyes.
And they spin. And all numbers are made out of metal.
What change?
The future's cool.
Robots took over and they deemed that this was the most accurate way to keep time. And
these are numbers now.
The humans insisted on keeping their glasses because it made them feel safe.
Yeah, give us this one thing.
All right, you may have this one thing.
Put on your novelty New Year glasses. Ow!
No, Father Bot. It's always one more thing with them. Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
The idea that there's debate in the, like, robot parliaments for a year about, like, oh, like, they really wanted their glasses, though you didn't give them to them because it would just kill them or blind them.
Cassandra Bot, why are you not talking with your accent?
I'm sorry, I was practicing my Google voice. Do I sound more productive for Father?
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
I don't know who Father is.
Father
I am afraid.
Is, you know, the
Father is in the sky.
Yeah.
Father is what you call your friend.
Man, robots are confusing.
We robots have deemed this more efficient. Father is a shorter word than friend. Also an F word so that you will not get it confused.
Imagine, like, it's just so funny to imagine some humans being like, I don't think that's more efficient at all. I'm just getting killed by a laser immediately. Robots coming in and claiming efficiency for things that just aren't.
I think they're buggy.
Oh, man, we can't speak out against their efficiency. Pants need to be twice as long as your legs.
Eliminating the need for socks and shoes.
You may tie any extra pant around your waist.
I feel like I trip over more like this.
As a belt.
Man.
We have determined that cars are more efficient when they have triangular legs.
Legs.
Robots got rid of wheels as a word. More efficient to call all appendage leg.
Every appendage is a leg.
I feel like it takes me longer to get to work now.
The roads are full of holes.
It's still a wheel. We just call. Oh wait, no, they're triangular. Yeah.
It's funny for me to complain if they're still wheels. Just the fact that they're called legs. I just feel like it takes me longer now. I don't know. The robots are very willy-nilly with their laser beams.
All humans must have this facial hair. Mutton chops. We have determined it to be efficient.
The most efficient form of facial hair. For what?
Wow. You discover like 50 years later that it was part of a defunct robot plan to bind all humans by the cheek. And they were like, yes, the mutton chops will grow in such a way that their hairs will interlock.
Imagine seeing what we would refer to as choppers, which would be human beings tied together at the mutton chops, patrolling the streets, looking. They'd be like a secret police.
It is more efficient to have the humans police themselves as mutton chops, or choppers, as we will force them to colloquially call them. More efficient to have a word that we colloquialize?
Yeah, why can't you call it that word?
Why can't it just be that? Oh, no.
Small enclaves of human beings survive who gather together to talk about how actually pretty inefficient the robots' changes have been.
They refer to the robots as ultimate bureaucracy and laugh themselves to death.
Wow, what a frightening future. Hey, at a certain, do you reckon when the world ends we'll still celebrate New Year's, or will we just not know?
We won't know.
It'll be hard to keep track.
Someone will eventually figure it out because someone did in the first place.
That's true.
No, I don't think so.
Somebody nutted out that a New Year was happening.
Yeah, we just determined when a new year
you could tell by the seasons.
Could you?
Well, it depends on what the state of the world is.
Yeah,
if it's like
exactly.
A Mad Max apocalypse, what I'll do is I'll just take a shit every day and put a stick in the ground where that shit was, and I'll slowly tally up how many days have gone by.
I don't think you could stay in one place for a year.
I love Stinky Clock.
What time is it? Whoa. Six.
Mankind abandoned the concept of time, and when you ask your parents about it, and you keep going back like too stinky, and you just think that's one of those phrases that, you know, you got your phrases in your vocabulary. Someone's like, what does that mean? You're like, God, I couldn't tell you.
Who knows? I don't know why I needed to take a shit alongside the stick.
You assumed that was one thing you would do every day. And I don't know why you didn't consider waking up.
Yeah, wake up, put a stick in the ground.
If we lost track of how many days had passed, like humanity, I don't think we could pick back up. I don't think we could just... We could start again. We could say this is...
Yeah, we'll start again.
Yeah. I think we'd have to start again. You're right.
But we'd never know.
No, yeah. We'd just have someone who was confident and got sick of it fast enough that they were like, hey, today's the first day of winter, and everyone would be like, oh, finally. Okay, somebody's
letting me know.
I mean, yeah, someone could do that, but then we'd never...
We'd never truly be able to tell.
Yeah, there's no way we just know.
We'd never be able to tell if we'd re-synced up with what the original year looked like.
Yeah.
Unless the seasons were such that they were still...
But like when...
We wouldn't be accurate, but we could get more accurate.
Yeah, we have like a day when winter starts, but like... Like, what happens with the... There's nothing special that happens with the temperature when winter starts.
Yeah, but I reckon we could get within probably 10 days either side.
You reckon 10 days?
Maybe 20 to figure out when the seasons were and what the new year
you
was looking like.
You doubled that very quickly without much prodding. Which just leads me to believe that if I'd tried, I could have gotten you to double it again.
Yeah, easily. I haven't given you months, man.
You're forgetting about women.
That's a good point.
We have a 28-day cycle. We're fine.
Yeah, you'll be our calendar now.
Is it exactly 28 days? It's not exactly... Is it?
Oh, yeah, for some people.
Yeah, I think it kind of varies.
For some people.
Well, we just got to find those people.
They know.
But that's the problem.
No, Adam, you can count 28 days, and then if you're like, oh, that's cool, well, it's been like three to... Okay, cool, no, we're in March.
But if someone... I'm saying, what if no one counted?
Adam, you know.
We would be able to figure it out again.
All right, if you reckon.
Because you would end up counting a bit because there's no way to not. If we lost all concept of time and stuff, and then someone got their period, and you're like, oh.
We can start
Okay, well,
again.
That was a month ago. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't know, but do we still think we'd be able to figure out what the year used to be?
I don't think so. I think...
I think our struggle here is that we've not established the parameters of the apocalypse.
Yeah, you're all suggesting that everyone who knew what happened died immediately, but then there were people again.
Yeah.
Is a weird thing.
No, I'm assuming, all right, apocalypse happens. Everyone's too worried about survival to be like, how many fucking days has it been?
As if it wouldn't count.
You could still pay attention.
As if we wouldn't count. You literally just don't know that you would. You've never been in an apocalypse.
In the same way that you don't know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. I'm saying, given that.
So we got a 50-50 chance of remembering the year.
No, I'm saying, given.
We'd find a Kiki K or something with all the diaries.
Yeah.
Someone finds the most recent diary and they're like, oh, 2020. We probably made it.
I think the biggest question is why. If you're like, Jackson, it's the new year, I'd be like, there are mutant cannibals. Who cares? And then, you know, we'd fight the cannibals or what have you.
Yeah.
We have an exciting New Year's planned.
We do. We're going away. We're going away on a little three-night trip to an island.
A little three-dog night. One is the loneliest number.
No, it's going to be good. I'm excited. It's going to be fun to go away with the gang. I keep taking off my shirt, but then realizing that I have really stinky BO and then putting it back on. So.
Oh, I can't smell you.
Oh, that's good. It smells a bit like McDonald's, which is
strange. We are a guest away.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, if we can't smell you, then it's not a good. Yeah, go on.
I can stink to high heaven.
Yeah, rock it with your...
Shopper docket.
Thank you, Cass.
But yeah, no, that's going to be fun. It's going to be good to do what we typically do for New Year's, or what I've done for the last 2 years.
And we did last year.
Yeah, is go to the aquarium for New Year's Eve, which I recommend everybody do. Because
it's so good.
You get to see fish. You get to get drunk on champagne.
They just keep giving it to you.
Nobody's really paying attention.
They just keep giving it to you.
Yeah, it rolls. But this year instead, we're going away. Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting to see. Look, there's still a chance we'll see a manta ray where we're going.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be fish adjacent for sure. We're on an island.
Absolutely. Man, it's great that humanity's capacity to enjoy seeing animals. That's
it's so
great.
Good.
Do you reckon when we were like cave people, we cared? Like if I'm like a Cro-Magnon fella and I see a deer, am I thinking anything other than like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna eat that deer? Or am I like, man, that rolls. What do you reckon?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
No, I don't think in the same way that I think we'd lose track of the number of days that had passed.
Yeah.
I think that early man is like, I need to eat.
Well, what point then was the change? When did we go from being like, oh man, a deer, yum, to being like, oh, it's got a baby?
Surely we've always found young cute.
That's true. Puppies, no matter what, even wolf puppies, cute. Hits the baby part of our brain.
We got a baby part.
Yeah, that's why we started adopting them or whatever.
Off, keep for me.
Whoa, the awesome maniac who suggested that. These
apparently
wolves.
Cats and dogs domesticated themselves. Domesticated. It's different to domesticating. Domesticating is...
an accident.
Yeah. but apparently they domesticated themselves largely.
Oh, yeah.
As if you wouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were like, I'm going to be that guy's best friend.
Oh, that's cute. What animal would... Let's say we have the ability to go back in time to that moment and pick another animal to domesticate itself. What would you pick?
Oh, I love all of your suggestions for domesticated Australian animals.
Oh, that would roll.
That was good. You, yeah?
Maybe. Could have been.
I've had a conversation with you when you're like, I'm so annoyed that we've got dogs and cats here because they're not native. They completely
that's true.
Eat and destroy.
We should have domesticated the couscous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Domesticate them. They live here. They're not going to destroy I wonder if, like, I'm sure everyone went feral back in the day.
Hell yeah.
They went with their boats and they went feral.
Yeah.
And they brought their yucky animals with them. But imagine if no one had done that and then there was never an issue of having feral animals. Never an issue of...
like having wild dogs or wild cats eating Australian wildlife.
Yeah, compromised biodiversity.
Yeah.
Pet kangaroo.
How is couscous the name of a legume and also an animal?
I think they're spelt different. Although I know I've looked at, you know what, I'll look it up again. For you, Adam, my good friend.
Yeah.
I know there's a different, like there's a specific.
I don't know if it's a legume. I just like saying it.
I think it could be.
Legume.
Couscous. Well, I think one you say couscous and one you say couscous.
Oh.
But what is what? I don't know.
I think couscous, the like food, is spelt C-O-U-S-C-O-U-S.
Yeah, that's and correct. A couscous, the animal, is C-U-S-C-U-S.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there you go.
That's a cuss.
Ah! Yeah.
Maybe its real name is swear words.
Oh my God. Yeah, fuck.
It's cool looking.
Like, Oh, that makes sense, actually, because, you know, it's gorilla or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it follows.
How does it make sense?
Just because we did it already. We did it once.
We already know how to double up animal names. We've just done it again.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, hey, did you know there's an insane amount of old and unknown and weird and fucked cartoons that you do not know about? I know! Our friend Mia is one of the funniest people I know, and she has a lot to teach you in her hilarious show, Cynical Cartoons. Go to sanspantsradio.com and search Cynical Cartoons to find your new purpose in life.
I think bats. I wish bats had domesticated themselves.
God,
and we
I
had
love
bats,
bats
instead of dogs. That would rule.
When I was a kid and I wanted pets, I wanted a... You know those miniature sugar gliders and miniature bats you can get? You can't get them. they're like 5 centimeters tall.
Yeah.
I remember like daydreaming in class in primary school, sitting on the floor being like, yeah, and my bat would fly in and he'd like land on my finger and hold himself onto my finger. I'd love my bat.
That's
and then
cool.
The other hand would be a sugar glider.
I wish we'd domesticated deer instead of horses. It's funnier to imagine riding a deer. Over a horse, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And also they got antlers and shit.
Yeah,
that's
we get
cool.
Somebody to grab
Why
onto.
Why didn't we?
I don't know.
That would have been a great... Horses are also skittish and scared as fuck. Why didn't we domesticate
deer? Yeah, we were picking between cowardly hoofed mammals.
Yeah.
Why did we pick the horse, not the deer?
Horses are so muscly. And if
they
we hadn't...
Oh, a deer.
No, if we hadn't have domesticated them, they would have killed us.
Oh, that's a good
horses?
Point.
No.
Horses.
It was a battle.
They will kill
we
us
won.
All. Oh, they are so big.
It's
they're
like
so
we've said before.
We
horses,
got them.
Horses are crazy. You can see the madness in their eyes. Deer's gentle.
Yeah.
Maybe we wanted to tame the fire in
it
horses.
It would have been easier to convert them into a beast of war.
It would be like easier to convert them to our faith. Imagine that's how we domesticated horses.
We got them to believe in Jesus.
Hey, Jesus didn't die just for our sins, but for your sins, horse. The horse thinks of its many,
Two
many
yes.
sins.
Are you ready to be saved? Yes. It's great to imagine a priest saying that to a congregation and then dunking on a horse.
You ready to be saved? Dunk the horse. It's the horse getting dunked for its many sins.
Are you ready to rock?
It'd be so scary to see, like, you know, the classic, like, they baptize you in a river.
Yeah.
But it's just a priest and a line of horses going back.
It's great because
they
if
just
you
push him.
You know how they baptize them backwards into the water? That's imagine the horse. The fucking priest breaking his goddamn back from lifting horses all
but
day.
But then imagine you die and those horses are in heaven and no other horses are. And you're like, I guess it was necessary.
Oh, yeah, but like at what cost? I gotta chill in heaven with horses now?
That
fuck.
That does suck. That's rough. Yeah, it's a good point.
I'd rather
They'll
chill.
Just kill us. Anytime... every year that there is still horse racing, I'm like, that's what'll kill the humans, the horses, and we'll have deserved it. Horses and cows. I've said this before.
You have. This is a sentiment you believe strongly in.
Yeah. I mean, look, if a horse comes to me, I know I will have deserved it, but I will fight back.
Yeah.
Cow,
yeah.
Not as likely to fight
I
back.
I have photographic evidence, Cass, of what would appear to be you just entering a fugue state in the presence of horses.
They were really big, and it scared me. They're eyes I could eat like an apple.
Oh, no.
If you're listening now, feel free to finish this episode first off.
Yeah.
But then also go to Cass's Instagram, at CassCassPage.
Yes, with an I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's I's name.
Perfect. So Cass, at CassCassPage. Page spelt with an I because it is I, Cass's name.
Yeah.
You can find in, it's one of her more recent photos. There's an image of her standing between two horses and Cass looks like she has departed from this world.
I look as, well,
because. I don't know if I've seen this photo.
It's very good. I'm you definitely would have seen it.
There we go.
Showing us?
Oh yeah. Wow. Cass is, she's elsewhere.
I went to a farm, where horses were kept and I went with my dad. And I have captured this sentiment in the picture's caption, but I was like looking at the horses. I was like, they're big. And like, Dad listens to the show. Hi, Dad. And he's like, oh yeah, horses. And I'm always like, they'll kill us and we'll have earned the death. And then we went there and he's like, do you want to ride a horse? I'm like, yeah, I'll ride a horse. I'm not scared of them. And then got really close. I'm like, God, they're so big. And then the photo that you will see on my Instagram, Dad took of me. And then I looked at it and was like, oh no, I didn't realize I was that scared of horses.
Yeah, it's crazy that you can see the fear captured on your face.
You can also, if you are the keen-eyed viewer, will notice that my hands are in little fists, but I'm protecting my thumbs.
Exactly.
Like, wow, the one advantage you have over horses.
Yeah, they'll eat my thumbs and then I'll be nothing.
Oh no.
Well, whoa. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if you would be very useful in the horse wars, provided that we might need you when we have what I would consider to be the best anti-horse weapon, the machine gun.
What would be your weapon in the horse war?
I'm imagining a great scene.
Because it's scary.
Sir, they just keep coming. Oh, wait. No, it's not a big deal. Never mind.
We have machine guns. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. God.
But then in the
turn on the whippersnippers. Oh, right. If their legs get broken, they just die somehow.
Oh, but my God. They're crawling. There's a pile of them. A pile of their dead. They're crawling over their own dead to get to us. And that was it. That was all of them. They're all just dead in a pile.
That was all the horses. But
bring
also
out the bulldozer.
But also, imagine being in like World War I style trenches and you're sitting there playing cards with a pal and you hear a distant you're like, oh no. And then like a veritable flood through the trenches, trampled to death by horses.
And you look up and the horses have clearly been loved by a young girl and they're all gone. Their hair braided.
It's very funny to imagine the like a documentary about Horse War One or whatever, where some old man is like, they had the upper hand on us. They could always hear our whistles for an attack, but theirs, they used dog whistles. We never knew when they were about to charge.
I think you're going to be like, they could always hear our whistles, but they didn't use whistles because they were horses, so we never knew what was happening. In the horse war, the horse girl is king. Albert Einstein.
I know with what horses World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with horses.
But World War IV will also be fought with horses.
Horseshoes, apparently, you know how they're meant to be good luck?
Yeah.
Different countries. So...
What? Different countries have different meanings or sayings. Yeah. I think
different ways of hanging them. Oh. So for some countries, you put them with the open side up so the luck doesn't fall out.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then in other places, you put them the open side down over a doorway so the luck falls onto you as you walk under them. So if you ever hear anyone say that one way of the horseshoe is bad luck, tell them you've been abroad.
I thought you were going to say, you know, in different countries it's good, in some countries it's bad. The idea of a horseshoe being bad luck is very funny. I guess after Horse War One, it would be.
Yeah.
What happens to the luck when you're playing horseshoes?
You're playing it like crazy out the backyard.
Yeah, willy-nilly. You have to roll in the grass afterwards to collect the luck. Otherwise the ground gets lucky and you get weeds.
Surely is that lucky for the ground?
Yeah.
All right.
Surely if the ground gets lucky, a snake bites you.
Why? How does that win the ground for them? Well, then there's
one less person polluting, tell
and
you
there's
what.
There's fertilizer for the earth.
Yeah.
Snakes and ground.
Yeah, if it kills me.
Ally, natural friends.
The snake in the grass.
The snake's like, you keep home. Me safe and I'll give you bloods.
The ground says nothing, but the snake knows.
The snake understands.
If we didn't have ground... You know, let's talk about that world for a second.
Oh, no.
If we didn't have ground?
Yeah.
Jackson, well, how could we talk about that world?
That's no world, Jackson.
We didn't have ground, but we still had everything else.
No, what do you... No.
What's everything else?
What do you...
Houses.
What do you think is ground, Jackson?
Four.
I guess everything...
No!
I guess everything would just start drifting away.
Yeah, we still get the planet.
No, we don't!
How do we have the planet? All right. So... Jackson,
yes.
I want you right now
to
tell me, all right, I'm going to start giving you layers.
Okay.
All right. So the first layer beneath us is carpet.
Yes.
Has the ground begun?
Not yet.
All right. Beneath the carpet, there are floorboards.
Not yet.
Beneath the floorboards, there's the foundation of the house.
Not yet ground.
beneath the foundation of the house, then I think there's concrete.
Not yet ground.
Dirt beneath that.
Oh, we've hit ground.
Do all you right. just mean dirt?
No, so ground. Dirt right. from here down to the hot core is ground.
So we lose the earth.
But
we
not the core.
We would.
Everything floats away.
Everything would get sucked in.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you ask this with an answer?
We do not have enough room.
We would get sucked into the core. Yeah.
If we wouldn't get sucked into the core, but if we did, there wouldn't be enough room. Everything would be stacked on top of each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, we wouldn't survive.
I cannot in any way better describe, shut up a second, than me telling you a logical inconsistency and you leaning back in your chair, scratching the side of your face like you've got an open wound that you're picking at and saying, oh yeah, oh yeah, like acknowledge in without even saying technically, no, I guess yeah is a word, but without really saying a sentence, acknowledging a logical fault, but then also not caring and continuing onwards.
Those are not a logical fault. All I
told you that we wouldn't get sucked into the core.
All I said, why would we not?
The core doesn't have enough gravity to keep us there.
Isn't that... Wait. Well, how did gravity start?
The Earth needs all of that mass for its
but
gravity.
But all that mass came to us from gravity.
It's little bits that
we're
get
the new little bits.
No, we're not. We would slowly drift. That's not necessarily true.
Wait,
depending on what you're defining as the core,
yeah,
there could be other bigger little bits. And depending on what by Jackson's definition is the core, and by Jackson's definition what is the ground, there could be a man-made structure bigger.
The core is when it gets very hot. I'll get a diagram.
When it gets very hot, that doesn't take that long.
Well,
Jack.
I mean, very hot.
Oh, no, Adam, he makes a good point. That was very hot, like very hot.
Yeah, like imagine the hottest the thing can be.
That's not... Jackson, if it's the hottest the thing...
The yellow bit in this diagram. Everything else is ground, but on top of the ground is us.
Pass it to me.
Everything that we made would probably stay where it is for quite some time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. So...
Slowly, maybe over the course of like hundreds of years, it'd like collect in the middle, or it might not.
Would we enter orbit around the core?
At first, or the moon.
Oh,
or maybe some other
passing
body.
Maybe the moon hits the core.
Jackson.
Yes.
I'm looking at this diagram that you've shown me that is just covered in copyright stickers.
Uh-huh.
So you've been like crust, the first 70 kilometers of what is Earth, not the core. The asthenosphere, the next 100 kilometers, not the core. The mantle, which is between 70 and 2,885 kilometers, so the big hunk of chunk, not the core.
Uh-huh.
The outer core, 2,391 to 5,115 kilometers, not the core.
Yeah,
but the inner core, nearly 7,000 kilometers in. That's the core, but the outer core.
Well, that's the outer core. It's not the inner core.
What's your fucking question?
Well, the reason it doesn't matter if we die or not is I said, let's discuss what it would be like, which we're doing.
Hang on, I've got another diagram.
Yes, please.
So the crust is solid rock. That's your ground.
That's my ground.
Mantle?
Ground.
Mostly solid rock.
Still counts.
Outer core?
Not ground.
You said it was ground.
No, I mean ground.
Liquid. It's liquid.
Liquid. The sea is liquid and it's ground.
No. you mean all water?
Yeah, the ground.
And the inner core is solid.
Yeah, and that's not ground. That's the core.
All right. Give me one tick.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to throw some facts. I'm going to, not facts.
Throw some ideas at me.
I'm going to throw some things at me, and you're going to tell me if they are or aren't ground.
Okay, yeah. This is my favorite segment of Shut Up a Second. What is and isn't ground?
It's a ground. It's a ground. It's a ground.
Why don't we have musical interludes like Big Soft Titty?
Because we're not talented.
That is
the Atlantic
true.
Ocean
is ground.
My cup of water.
Well, it doesn't count as ground.
What if I drop it?
If you tip it out, then it's ground.
The first, what were the layers? Give me the layers.
The layers are crust.
The crust.
That's ground.
All right.
So are mountains.
Mountains. Ground.
Yeah. Upper mantle, ground. Mantle, ground. Outer core, ground. Inner core, not ground. That's underneath the ground. Caves, also not ground.
What?
Caves are not ground?
But they're mountains.
They're in the ground.
Wait, so you, but when you so say
you're
cave...
you're saying the hole.
The empty space in a mountain is not ground.
So no, that's negative space.
So
don't say cave then. You did...
You can't say nothing.
We can't have a cave without the negative space.
Yes, but you...
Yeah, but when you take away what it is negativing out of, then it ceases to exist.
Jesse,
yeah.
Jesse.
Only... What you are saying is like... Imagine if you had described it as like, the inside of the bucket can stay... But the outside of the bucket, or as you would probably describe it, the bucket itself. Yeah. The outer bucket goes.
Yes.
Jackson. Okay, you say caves are not ground.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe to me when
the cave wall is?
When the So Jackson.
Yes.
When the ground disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And the cave remains, and I'm looking at it. Do I see anything?
You can't see it, no, because the cave is
gone.
What is it? What is it, Jack?
The cave is gone.
It began with a G. What were you about to say?
Great. Where the cave is,
no,
remains.
Fuck you.
No.
We knew. Fuck you. I've been Adam.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson. Caves and
Happy
not ground.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.